We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Comcast Business just introduced our best internet price ever. Right now, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new price. So you can download large files faster and power more employees on more devices. With more bandwidth for your business, all for an incredible value. It's our best internet price ever. Power your business on our gig speed network and save today. Get 150 megabit internet for less than what 75 megabits used to cost. It's a price that's just too good to ignore for a deal designed to fit your business and your budget. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Or visit comcastbusiness.com/best internet price ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. New customers only. Compares new regular monthly charge for Comcast Business Deluxe 150 Internet to old rate for Deluxe 75. Pricing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome to your Monday here from the Kia Studios. 92.9 The Game's morning sports news is brought to you by Emory Healthcare. And, of course, we look at the red-hot Atlanta Braves, fresh off their first weekend at their brand-spanking-new ballpark at SunTrust Park, with some of the little, things you got to work out with in terms of working out the kinks for the ballpark. But on the field, no kinks to work out because the Braves have been rolling. Suddenly, the hottest team in the National League, longest win streak in the National League, belongs to your Braves, and there's no Brave hotter than the guy at the top of the lineup. Ender Inciarte, you Douglas, four home runs in four games.
Yeah, it's hot. You know, had three all of last year. I mean, it comes off, at home is tearing the cover off the baseball. Never, give another shout out to Bartolo Colon, man, went seven strong innings yesterday, only gave up one hit. And for a 43-year-old man, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Bartolo has been very impressive since, showing up with the Braves. And even Brian Snicker admitted that after the game, saying, look, you know, he's a veteran. This is why we brought him in. But Big Sexy is doing it in a lot of ways.
Early on here, we needed somebody to go out and cover seven innings, and he did. He really did. Unlike the last time, I think he was just really hitting his spots good. And I know a lot of these guys hadn't seen him before either. And so I think that probably was good, too. So, but he's really good.
I think the most impressive thing about that, John, is he had a rough start against Miami, the Miami Marlins. He went out there, and I don't think he only gave you like four innings. When he was down, it got roughed up a little bit. But then come back, doesn't let it bother him, and pitches, gives you seven strong innings. I mean, shout out to the old fella.
Yeah, the old fella who's in about a month is going to turn 44 years old.
Yeah, the oldest player in baseball right now is going out there, putting in work, giving you seven innings. Give me seven strong innings.
And the Braves have won four games in a row, and they go for a four-game sweep of the Friars tonight at SunTrust Park. And Jaime Garcia will go on the mound against Jared Weaver. Jared Weaver's stock has dropped, hasn't it? Four years ago, Jared Weaver he was right up there with everybody.
Yeah, Daryl predicted this. I just want to say, because we were talking about the Padres coming to town. You remember when you said, oh, the Padres? He said, the Braves should do pretty good against them. They're terrible. Yeah. I mean, but hey, man, listen, they're a professional baseball team.
Yeah, terrible, though.
They're professionals. And it's a process. They're in the building process.
Yeah, but they're not a very good team.
And I'm glad the Braves are doing what they're doing to them.
I am too. I mean, taking advantage of them. And the pitching's been good. Now the hitting's coming around. And how about that defense? That one double play.
Yes.
The Bransby, which is what we're already getting a nickname for, right? Bransby? Man, what a play. Brandon Phillips has made some. If you haven't already fallen in love with him, I mean, think about that double play combination. You got three local guys that start for this team. Three local players. You got a guy from Marietta High School at shortstop, a guy from Redan High School at second base, and a guy from Woodstock High in right field. I mean, it's a local team in a lot of ways. But that Marietta High, Redan High thing, that Brandon Phillips grabbing it with bare hand and firing it off to Freddie, man, that was a hell of a play. So defense is going well. Now the guys are hitting. Phillips is hitting too. We got to get Swanson hitting. He's about the one that's really kind of scuffling a little bit at the plate.
I mean, but they're winning. I mean, that's the most important thing right now. And I mean, hitting is a cycle. You know, everybody has the ups and downs, and he'll come around. I mean, but you got to like what they're doing right now. I mean, they're putting it all together at the right time.
And they're doing it without Matt Kemp, who is scheduled to come off the disabled list tomorrow. So no Matt Kemp against tonight as they go for the sweep against Jaime Garcia against Jared Weaver at SunTrust Park between the Padres and the Braves. Meantime, the Hawks, that was a knockdown dragout. If they were thinking about getting punched in the mouth when they started this series against Washington, maybe Washington, you know, they didn't figure Washington was going to come out there and be that physical, but boy, were they. The Hawks literally hit a wall.
Now Wall gets a moving pick from Jason Smith. Now Wall makes a move, shoots an 18-footer, and he makes another. So Wall's got 26, and now the Hawks trail by 13 again.
Yeah, John Wall ended up with 32 points. Wizards win 114-107 in a physical, hard-fought basketball game that probably ought to get the attention of the Atlanta Hawks. They didn't think that was coming, Hugh. Guess what? It came.
Well, when you're in the playoffs, John, and you hear your players talk about it, it felt like MMA. You got to match their intensity. I mean, I know it's basketball. You got to bring it back to the game of basketball. But if they're out there playing physical, then, you know, my mindset is that you have to go out there and play physical too. Paul Millsap pointed that out, and they didn't get it done. But it's the playoffs, so everything goes in the playoffs. Anything goes in the playoffs.
Well, if the Hawks are surprised by the physical nature of the Wizards, certainly they wouldn't have been surprised by the backcourt of the Wizards, because that backcourt of Wall and Beal, everybody knows them. I mean, they are probably the best backcourt. Well, all right, maybe that may be overstatement with Curry and Clay, but one of the best backcourt tandems in the entire NBA, and Mike Budenholzer knows that slowing down John Wall is going to be key if the Hawks are going to do anything in this series.
And, you know, to some degree, you know, John shot the ball well today. He made shots. He made a couple threes, made some pull-ups, and you got to give him credit for doing that. We'll look at the film, and, you know, to some degree, I think, you know, both teams didn't shoot it well from the three-point line, and I'm guessing part of that was defense, and part of that was, you know, maybe guys not making shots, but we'd like to stay and take away the three-point line.
Of course, and all you want to do, Hugh, is if they can win, you know, coming up on Wednesday night, you just get this split in Washington.
Yeah, and then bring it back home. And, you know, this is something that Coach pointed out, but they've been having trouble defending the three for a while. They've been having it, especially towards the end of the season, so that's something that they have to shore up. If they don't, it's going to be a short series. It's going to be a short playoff run.
The Morning Sports News brought to you by Emory Healthcare. The brain is everything, so if it's a stroke, think Emory, where experts treat strokes innovatively. Learn more at emoryhealthcare.org/brainhealth. Well, the NBA playoffs offered us some upsets in the opening weekend. It also offered us a showdown that was highly anticipated between James Harden and Russell Westbrook, a showdown that, at least in Game 1, did not materialize because the beard blew him away.
The dance part. Harden with 34. Right down the hat.
Yep, it was James Harden who had 37 points, and Russell Westbrook really struggled. Unlike Russell Westbrook, he had 6 of 23 from the floor in that game in Houston, waltzed to an easy win against Oklahoma City. But we will see if that will hold in this series. Yeah, I imagine these two are going to go back at each other. The rest just had an off day.
Yeah. I mean, if anything that we've learned from last year is with Cleveland, you know, that anything can happen. So it's still fairly early. So, you know, it's going to be a back-and-forth series. I think it's going to be a knockdown drag-out between these two teams.
Yeah, staying in the West, Golden State, which, of course, is the number one seed in the West, they're out there kicking it. Draymond Green is kicking it again.
Finds Von Lee! Blocked by Green! Oh, what a block from Draymond Green!
Yeah, Golden State rolled to an easy win and opened its playoff defense of its Western Conference title.
Yeah, they were kind of going at it in that third quarter, though. I mean, there was two teams. They were kind of getting after each other. But, yeah, Golden State was able to pull it out and win that one. But, yeah, they were kind of going at it a little bit.
We mentioned that there were some surprising results. One of the surprising results happened at that Staples Center, where it came down to the buzzer between the Clippers and the Jazz. And our old Atlanta friend, Iso Joe, was right in the mix of a Utah win.
Paul gets it back. They've got Ingles on him. Paul driving, puts it up. It's good off glass. Ties the game at 95. Utah has a timeout. Gets it across half court. Won't use the timeout. 5 seconds left. Joe Johnson with four. Johnson with two. Drives in. Puts it up. Gets the bounce at the gun. And the Jazz.
Hey, ESPN and ISO Joe, Joe Johnson. Hi, Daryl. Makes you think back to those days, doesn't it?
I miss him here.
Right.
I didn't miss
his
contract.
Here goes the text line. Here goes the text line.
No, I mean, but he wasn't a bad player here. His contract was just high. I mean, if anybody says that he was a horrible player here, in the playoffs maybe.
No.
But he was not a bad player.
It's just the way you said it, though.
I do. Like, I miss him, man.
I miss him.
Yeah, I miss him and Crawford here.
I miss him. Every time I hear people talk about Joe Johnson, that's not nice.
Yeah, they talk about him in the playoffs and what he said about the Hawks. Yeah. I get that. But Joe Johnson was a good player here.
And then you had, of course, the upset, I guess, and a minor upset with the Jazz winning on the road against the Clippers. Upset in Boston where the Bulls beat the Celtics in Game 1. And the Celtics playing with a difficult situation with Isaiah Thomas. His sister, 22-year-old sister, Chyna, was killed the day before the game in a car wreck on the West Coast. And he went ahead and elected to play the game, honored his sister with her name on his shoes, and then, which I guess had to be really hard for him. I assume it was really, really hard for him. I've never been down that road, you know, there for the grace of God. So, for Isaiah Thomas, difficult time, and Celtics end up losing the game to Chicago. And we said, Hugh, that there could be some interesting results. And in the East, you had Toronto get run by Milwaukee, right? I mean, not only lose, but get run by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised at that. I mean, honestly, people, I didn't even know Milwaukee was in the playoffs. And then when I saw what Jason Kidd had those guys out there doing, I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't think that was going to happen like that. But, yeah, they out there playing.
Well, so you have the number one seed in the East, Boston, lose its opener at home to Chicago. The number two seed, the Cleveland Cavaliers, almost lost you. Paul George is screaming. The Indiana had a chance at the buzzer if Paul George gets the basketball to shoot. He didn't, and Paul George was not happy about the fact that he didn't get a chance to pull the trigger on a final shot, and Cleveland was able to hang on by a point against the Indiana Pacers. And then you had the number three seed, Toronto, which has a history of really fading in the playoffs, play terrible basketball, and not only lose their opening game at home to Milwaukee, but get run.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a lot of teams didn't know the playoffs were going to start this weekend. A few teams, excuse me, that didn't know the playoffs were going to start this weekend. It's only one game, but they better get it going, because if not, you're going to be going home real soon.
Yeah, because you got some teams, three in particular, Utah, Chicago, and Milwaukee, who have already stolen a game on the road, which is what the Hawks obviously have to do, too. And that's why yesterday, you know, I mean, it would have been nice if the Hawks won the opener. Yes. Is it critical to them? No. I mean, as long as they win on Wednesday, they can, you know, that's all you really wanted out of the opening round here in D.C. was a split.
Yeah, so. But you got to figure out how to defend the three, and you got to stop Bradley Beal. You got to stop John Wall. That's what you got to figure out. You got to figure out which, because the other time, before they played him, the last time they played him before the playoffs started, it wasn't so much John Wall that killed you, it was Bradley Beal. So You need to figure out a way to stop both of those guys.
Yeah, maybe it's a little pick your poison. Maybe they focused in a little bit more on trying to stop Bradley Beal, and John Wall went at him. But, you know, I think it's actually a good thing that Washington decided to come out with Morris and company and be physical against Atlanta. But the one call against Millsap on the three, but right at the end of the – come on. Really, the game is like that, and you're going to call that ticky-tack – if it was even a foul, that ticky-tack thing for three shots?
You could probably call that one a little bit of home cooking.
Yeah. I mean, that was just ridiculous.
But you got to figure out a way. You know they're going to be chippy. You know it's going to be like that. Well, at least you know what you're going to be walking into the next time you play them. So you just have to get ready to go. Can't complain about it being MMA. Just got to go out there and you got to play.
They also need to find a way to stop Gortat. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. I'm looking for Dwight to come on strong. Come on, brother.
Yeah, Gortat had 15 points. Excuse me, 14 points, 31 minutes. So, yeah, you got to figure out a way to stop them scores.
Yeah, I don't mind if it's going to be a fist fight, because I think actually the Hawks, that might actually work well for them. Getting a little down and dirty, if you think about this team, if you know, maybe playing a little down and dirty would actually suit them a little bit, because they've got guys like, you know, who like to snipe anyway, and Dwight and Dennis, and then they've got tough guys. I mean, they've got some tough guys on this team. I don't think Torian Prince is going to be
a tough guy.
Well, I think Millsap's pretty darn tough. And I don't think that Torian Prince is backing down from anybody. I mean, it might suit them to learn how to play tackle basketball. You know? Might not be a bad thing. You know, you play tackle basketball. And now that you're deep and you have a bench going, that's not a bad thing either.
You look at your bench compared to Washington's bench. You did play better than that bench, but their starter's the one that really killed you. Morris had 21 points, and that's what really was killing you. Everybody was scoring. Everybody was damn near double figures.
One other little note from over the weekend, the Atlanta United went on the road again, had another red card early in the game, and this happened in the stoppage time at the end of the game against Montreal.
Back to Bernadello. His one-timer is chipped toward the back post, and it rolls in past Alec Can, and Montreal is going to steal 3 points just before the final whistle.
And they did steal 3 points in a 2-1 win just before the game ended. And so for Atlanta United, a tough loss on the road. This has been a really hard stretch for them. Let's remember, they haven't played a game at home in over a month, and they don't play one for another 2 weeks. It's 6 weeks away from home. So they lose 2-1 to Montreal. They will play again yet another road game, their fourth in a row, at Real Salt Lake coming up this Saturday. That, of course, was Adam Schiff on 92.9 The Game this weekend as Montreal beats Atlanta United 2-1. We do want to mention one other quick note here that Roddy White announced his retirement. And in doing so, this is the official retirement, Hugh. And in doing so, Roddy, I guess, is going to become the wide receiver coach at Johns Creek High.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's cool. Are you kidding me?
I mean, nothing's wrong with that. Roddy can stay close to the game. You know, he's fortunate enough to be able to do something like that, to walk into a job. A lot of cats, they sit at home, man, and they get bored, and that's when you tend to get in trouble. So good for Roddy. Good for Roddy White.
Yeah, Roddy White's going to become how cool is that if you're a player at Johns Creek High? Your position coach might be Roddy White? Wait a second. Like the Atlanta legend? You mean like let's hang the banner and hang your jersey and maybe greatest receiver and, you know, right there with Julio.
Who better to learn from?
That's what I think, too. I mean, I want to talk about you got to learn from. I just
hope he's
cool.
Ready for the transition. You know, you transition to football coach, things change. Like, in your life, like things that you do, because you are looked at differently. You can't be Roddy White, the ex football player. You have to be a coach, and I hope he understands that, because I've had friends that went into coaching, and when they go into coaching, they have to transition from that player's mentality to now a coach's mentality. So I hope he's ready for that.
Maybe you need to share that with him.
Hopefully he's listening.
Well, that was the way with Michael Jordan, remember? He wanted to play one-on-one against all his players when he first showed up. Remember that?
Yep.
He couldn't let it go.
Comcast Business just introduced our best internet price ever. Right now, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new price. So you can download large files faster and power more employees on more devices with more bandwidth for your business, all for an incredible value. It's our best internet price ever. Power your business on our gig speed network and save today. Get 150 megabit internet for less than what 75 megabits used to cost. It's a price that's just too good to ignore for a deal designed to fit your business and your budget. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit comcastbusiness.com/best internet price ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. New customers only. Compares new regular monthly charge for Comcast Business Deluxe 150 Internet to old rate for Deluxe 75. Pricing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.